as the Broncos get set for their game against the Falcons. The Fox production team is also getting set, and we're lucky to be joined now by Aaron Andrews. And Aaron, you had a chance to catch up with Vaughn just now.
I missed him.
Give people a sense of, you know, what he's like away from the football field, something that we didn't get to see at Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I got to tell you, he loved a good weave to wear during the show. I mean, we couldn't keep those blonde wigs away from him. No, that's a lie. He was just, I had never really spent much time with Vaughn. I actually covered him when he was at Texas A&M. And I had always known him as being like a really serious player. Obviously, you know, off the field and during his dances on the field, he's a lot of fun, but he was a guy that's very serious. We loved having him. It just gave our show a lot of credibility that a guy that just won a Super Bowl and was named the MVP of the Super Bowl wanted to become a part of our family. And when I found out I was doing this piece this week on Monday, I told everybody at the show, I'm going to go see Vaughn. And everybody's reaction was, please tell him we love him, we miss him. And it's just so cool to see a guy that, you know, is obviously in the middle of his NFL career. He's got the contract to live up to, say, tell everybody hi, I miss them so much. I mean, that's just so great. And he and Antonio Brown were a ton of fun to be around. I kind of have a problem when I'm at dancing because I do my game on Sunday and then I come back to the ballroom on Monday and all I want to do is talk about football, and none of our dancers really want to talk about football. So having Vaughn and Antonio there was a dream for me.
So as far as just preparation for this interview, you're so busy with Dancing with the Stars. How do you keep up with, you know, what the Broncos are doing, or how does your research change for an interview like this?
Well, I sit there, I get into town on Monday, and then I'm literally in a makeup chair all freaking day, not a lie. And I have the NFL Network, I have Fox, I have ESPN on, and I'm getting ready for Monday Night Football, watching the games. You know, you feel bad for everybody that's working on me because they may or may not be football fans. And I'm like, oh my gosh, so-and-so out, Carson Palmer's out with a head injury, and they're like, we're talking about the Samba tonight. I'm like, well, I'm not. You just got to keep reading. I mean, I don't really get to watch any of the new shows. I don't get to read any new books right now because all you're doing is like kind of just catching up on articles, you know, reading Twitter to see what's going on at practice. Is Paxton Lynch playing? I'll ask you that. So that's really what, you know, you kind of end up doing the whole time. It's just you feel like you can never keep up with all the information that's coming out of football organizations. So I'm constantly like trying to read up on that.
How much have you seen from the Broncos? What have you liked? What have you seen that, you know, has kind of caught your eye?
Well, I think the news about, you know, who's going to take over for Peyton and how are they going to be at quarterback. And I think everybody's just been so excited with that. And obviously the new quarterbacks that have come in this year between Carson, Dak, and now Trevor. So that's, you know, obviously really excited. I had my eye on Vaughn. You don't want somebody to come on your show and then not do well this season. So was very excited to hear, you know, that he was playing well. The defense was playing well, and so it'll be interesting to do see what the Broncos do through this whole little injury bug right here at quarterback, how they handle it, and see where they can end up at the end of the season. We have the Super Bowl this year, so it'd be fun to see old Vaughn in it.
Last question for us, is Vaughn a better dancer on the field or in the ballroom?
I think he's a better one on the ballroom because he has cute little hot Whitney Carson to, she has a new, McAllister is her married name, to kind of boss him around. It was fun. You know, you asked me what I learned about him. I didn't know he had such a tooting problem. He was getting fined quite a bit for that during our show, and that was great. But, he did a heck of a job. I was really bummed out when he got voted off because I wanted those guys in the finale.
Awesome. Aaron, thank you so much for taking some
time. Nice to meet you.